We do what we can.
Well, then, gosh, it'll help me a lot, you
know. Oh, yeah. I'm anything to cooperate.
Just heaps and heaps.
I'm just an uneducated person traveling around this world, and all my children got much more education than me, but I've lived and got by, something like that.
Well, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah,
that's right.
My mother didn't get anything past her later, but I'm working on my master's. And
that's good.
I'm trudging through it. How far did your daughter get? I remember when
That's the last one. She's up now. I think she's taking a study of a doctor. She's way on up there. She done worked on a mouse. She's a super administration education department in Detroit. She don't have to teach them. She set an office and she got five or six girls under her. She's gone places. I've not said it close to mine, but I can talk to you, tell you, but she's really something for my family.
Well, I knew she was.
She's working on that. I will be working on that last degree. She's due in here. I'm not making any talk of it. She's supposed to fly in here Christmas. She hasn't been in 3 or 4 years. Because she's in her business. She never has just a few days off. And she stayed home and relaxed those few days. But she says she's coming home. That's because she don't fly in here.
Oh,
and
I
really
be
glad to see her. We was up there in 39, stayed with us a few days. See, I got 5 children in Detroit.
Oh, I didn't know you had...
A 6-year old there. That boy there, he's the last one. We carried him up there in 39. He finished high school. And we just gonna get him in college. He went a while and got a job with Chrysler.
Uh-huh.
He's still with him. You know how it is when youngsters start to work.
Yeah.
Making that good money, good standing. And he's still with him. He wanted him to go to college and be all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when school was out of everything, he got that job. And still with the job. All those men got a lot of money laid off. And he's still with him.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he's the baby, 21.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of willpower to go. Is your daughter married? Is Doc married?
Oh, yeah.
She's married.
Yeah, Doc, now, that's her second husband.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she's one of the two of them in Detroit. Now, I have 3 girls and 3 boys. Doc's the baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby is the second one, and Jean is the third, oldest one. Both of them went to college here, but high school, and Doc got up in Detroit. Then she went up there like a master working on those degrees. But she got, first she was teaching in Lansing. She lived in Detroit, but she go over to Lansing. Then she came back, and they have offered 2 positions here later. I don't know where she's going to take them. $18,000, what she make now, and they offered $20,000 somewhere. Yeah, that's right. Now see, she really...
Don't you feel like a flower, just blooming out when something like that
happens? I think a lot of things. I think when she told me on the telephone she had 2 more jobs offered to her and she hasn't taken them deeply under consideration yet, but that looks good. She wouldn't be doing too much. She'd be over something $20,000. One of them should have to go back to Atlanta. That's about 80 or 90 miles up from Detroit. I don't know, but she's... I'll tell you what happened, then we'll be starting on get to talk. You know how I am.
Oh, I know, but that's the reason I like you, Robert, because you're like me. You can talk a lot.
Yeah, I know a lot. I could talk about it. Now, it was a Church of Christ minister here. You may have heard him. He's black man, and he spoke up here at something baccalaureate in the summer. You may have heard of him.
Todd?
No, he's not Todd. He's Mayberry.
Oh, well, I don't know.
He's Church of Christ. Down here on West Mobile, and he preached up at one of them and spoke at the baccalaureate son. Dr. Todd, he's Methodist, he's right up here.
Oh, yeah.
By Burroughs.
Mm-hmm.
But this other one is Mayberry, and he got some education. He probably some, but he haven't finished nothing like that. But something happened, he wanted to go to Detroit up there where my daughter is, because he didn't know about my daughter. But I did know him because he came in the store so much. He passed in and out there for the last 7 years. Well, all right. He decided to go there and sit on his master's, you know, and work on up to a higher degree. And someone was helping him go and get lined up there, and he got in Detroit, and he and his wife. Both of them, they were his people, but they haven't got those masters. And something didn't work right.